Good afternoon, and I applaud all of you for having such stamina for this day and that are still in the room. Ms. Charles, mayors, honored dignitaries and guests, it's with hope and optimism that I come from New York City to the Palais des Nations to share ideas and learn from others, helping set an inspiring vision for our cities of the future. My name's Richard Yancey, and I'm the founding executive director of the Building Energy Exchange. We are an independent New York City nonprofit center of excellence created by former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg, who's now the UN Special Envoy for Climate Action. Our center's mission is to accelerate the transition to healthy, comfortable, and energy-efficient buildings by serving as a resource and a trusted advisor to the industry and building practitioners. I'm happy to report that New York has been a leader in the United States in climate action, beginning under Mike Bloomberg and continuing under Mayor Bill de Blasio. New York has set aggressive climate policies for our city of 8.5 million people, including a framework of a commitment to reducing our carbon emissions 80% by the year 2050. An 80% carbon reduction goal will not be easy, and it will require urban innovation from all sectors. For waste, we have citywide recycling and curbside composting with a goal of zero waste by the year 2030. But waste is only 3% of our carbon emissions. For transportation, we have just passed congestion pricing, which will reduce cars in our inner city and fund improvements to our public transportation. But transportation is only 30% of our carbon emissions. Like most cities, the single biggest contributor to our greenhouse gas emissions is our buildings. Buildings contribute nearly 70% of all of our carbon emissions. Buildings are our fundamental challenge. They need to become dramatically more energy efficient while also being more comfortable, more affordable, and more resilient. To meet New York City's 80 by 50 goal, we will need to make our new and existing buildings 60% more energy efficient. We've adopted several policies to help accelerate that change. Aggressive energy codes that will drive our new buildings to be as efficient as any building in the world. Letter grades on our existing buildings so that the workers and residents and investors in the buildings will know if it's a high-performing energy building or a low-performing energy building. A new competition that will inspire the leaders to build the highest efficiency buildings with $10 million in prize money a year. And finally, carbon limits. A groundbreaking legislative initiative is destined to become law this month that will set carbon caps on all existing buildings over 50,000 square feet. To meet these caps will require a wave of energy efficiency upgrades to the envelope, to the heating system of all of these buildings. It will come in two phases, and by 2030, there will be about 1 billion square feet of renovations to avoid facing steep financial penalties. But buildings are still resistant to change, and all these policies are important, but they just aren't enough. That's something Bloomberg recognized when he created the Building of Energy Exchange, the Center of Excellence, to help building practitioners meet these aggressive goals. We've had over 20,000 people at our center, over 800 events. We've created exhibits to demystify energy efficiency. But we need global solutions for our city. New York does not have all the answers, and other cities can learn from our experience. So last summer, we were thrilled to join forces with the UNECE, signing an agreement in New York with Executive Secretary Alia Gurova to create a new global knowledge-sharing network. The International Centers of Excellence for High-Performing Buildings are the on-the-ground system of knowledge and experience and know-how. New York is just the founding hub of this new network, with centers underway in Vancouver, Canada, Wexford, Ireland, Brussels, Belgium, Pittsburgh, USA, and elsewhere. Each center is focused on its own city or region, yet through this network, they can draw on the best implementation strategies and experience from advanced cities from around the world. Expertise varies, but we all share a common goal: the UNECE's Framework Guidelines for Building Energy Efficiency Standards, developed by UNECE's Director of Sustainable Energy, Scott Foster, and adopted by your member states in 2017. The networks of centers reach around the world and work together to provide actionable ideas to any city or region. Those cities that have led the charge to mitigate climate change have accumulated a hard-won body of knowledge that can be the inspiration and educational foundation for other communities. Together, we can make this an inflection point to reinvent our cities. And in closing, I would like to invite each of you to join us, to share your knowledge and to learn from others, and to become part of the solution. Thank you very much. Thank you.